We tend to think that all it takes to heal a wound is a bandage and keeping it clean. But for some, non-healing wounds are a real problem that require extra care and attention. We're going to learn about it today with Chief of Surgery, Dr. Michelle Rebus.
This is Healthy Conversations, a podcast presented by Adventist Health.
I'm Prakash Chandran. So first of all, Dr. Rebus, it's good to have you here. Why exactly do some wounds require extra specialized care?
Thank you for having me. Every wound is different, and it depends on the patient's health. So if a person has other medical problems like diabetes or their arteries are not healthy, it poses a problem for the wound to heal. Other things that people usually don't think about, it's nutrition. Having a high protein diet really helps heal the wound, or infections.
And why is that? Like, for example, you mentioned someone with diabetes, it may take longer for the wound to heal. Does it have something to do with the blood?
Exactly. So in order for a wound to heal, you need really good oxygen supply, and that has to do with arterial flow of the blood. And it also needs a good venous return, which it has to do with the blood getting out of that area. So a lot of the times, if the person has problems in either one, it just doesn't get enough oxygen, or it has a lot of swelling, and that causes a problem.
Okay, that makes sense. But I'm curious as to what a non-healing wound looks like, and if any wound can fall into this category, or if it applies to specific types of wounds.
No, all wounds require good oxygen supply. A wound that doesn't heal is usually takes longer than 4 weeks, and it just gets worse. So if you get any kind of injury or pressure or trauma that causes a wound, most people are able to heal it. But if it takes longer and the wound itself, it can grow or it looks dirty or, like I said, infected, that's when people get into problems.
I see. I was just going to ask you about some of the signs and symptoms that a wound isn't healing. So if I'm hearing you properly, if a wound doesn't seem to be getting better after 4 weeks, then it might be time to see someone about it. And what are some of the things that they should look for around the wound to let them know, you know, it's really becoming a problem?
Yeah. So increased pain, drainage, and changes in color. Healthy wounds are pink or red. So if it's yellow or green, those are problems.
If someone suspects that their wound is not healing and exhibits some of the symptoms that you mentioned, what should they be doing?
So seeing their primary care provider is the first step. There is many options in the community, and one of them is having home health, where there's a nurse that goes to their house and is able to recommend different dressing changes or clean the wound. There's always some wounds that need more advanced treatment, like surgical debridements, where we clean the wound out. And if the wound continues to not heal, there is wound clinics where there are special physicians like me that we can see the wounds every week and suggest different treatments if it's not healing appropriately.
Yeah, you know, I never knew that there were wound clinics before, so it's interesting to hear about them. So let's say someone sustains a wound and they happen to be diabetic. What should they first be doing to treat their wound locally before coming in to see someone?
Yeah, the most important thing is to keep it clean and try to avoid what caused the wound. A lot of diabetics have less sensation in the feet, so they tend to get a lot of wounds on their feet. So having proper foot care, kind of watching your skin, keeping it clean, and controlling your sugars if you're a diabetic will help.
Okay. And, you know, another thing that I've noticed before is whenever I get a cut or a bruise, you know, sometimes I'll resort to things like Neosporin or some of the over-the-counter medicines that help the wound heal faster. What are your thoughts on those?
It does help a lot of the problems with the wound if it gets too dry and the good cells die around it. So you want the wound to have some good moisture, and that's where the Neosporin helps, because it keeps moisture and it combats some superficial bacteria. So for to start. If you notice that you cut yourself and cleaning it well, putting a little Neosporin and covering it, it's a good start. Again, people that have other medical problems like diabetes or bad arteries, just keep watching it because the wound can get worse fast.
And tell us a little bit about the most common wounds that you see coming into the wound clinic.
Yeah, so there's four most common wounds, I would say. One is diabetic wounds, like I said, due to loss of sensation. They tend to get wounds in their feet. The second one are arterial wounds, and that's when people don't have good circulation and just either scratch their legs and it tends to just last a lot longer. And then venous wounds, which is due to the blood return, so the swelling of the legs. And a lot of people suffer from this just as we get older, our veins don't work that well. So our legs get swollen and that doesn't let the wounds heal. And then the last one is pressure ulcers from people that are either paraplegic or tend to have the same position. So that affects the skin and it creates a wound.
So as we wrap up here, let's talk a little bit about prevention. Is there anything that people can do to prevent the onset of non-healing wounds?
Yes. Again, like we mentioned a little before, it's doing checks on your skin. A lot of the diabetics don't feel it, so just having a daily routine at the end of the day or after a shower, just making sure that you don't see any areas that are red, and kind of check your feet and your legs, or a paraplegic if they have somebody check their backs. Most of those chronic conditions, the chronic wounds start over time. So if they can make sure they check their skin, and if there is something that they notice, like it's red, just check the area, either get a new shoe or get a covered pad to prevent the area from getting into an infection or a wound.
Okay. And you know, you see so many people with non-healing wounds. I'm curious as to the one piece of advice that you wish more people knew before they came to see you.
I think one of the biggest things is that there is help. It's sometimes, to me, amazing that people deal with these wounds for years before they come in, and they're just used to it. And there is so many different treatments nowadays that we can apply, and you know, stem cells, the skin substitutes to try to help them. So, and now we have resources here in the community, so it's there's definitely help. So if somebody's dealing with a wound that has not healed, like I said, for about 4 weeks, then they should contact their physician.
All right, Dr. Rebus, really appreciate your time today. It's been very informative. That's Chief of Surgery, Dr. Michelle Rebus. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels.
Thanks, and we'll see you next time.
For more information and to listen to all of our podcasts, visit AdventistHealth.org/Central Coast Podcast. This program is a community service and is not intended to be a substitute for medical advice. Listeners having questions about their health should make an appointment to see their personal physician. Any opinions or statements made during the program are those of the individuals or physicians making the statements and are not the opinions or statements of the hospital.